Christians in that day. Take wings and fly away, glad to hear the trumpet sounding in that morning. Run a Lord, hell I want to go to join a league of angels in that morning. See the stars begin to fall, and to hear our Savior call, arise and come to the judgment in that morning. Hosanna, O Lord, hell I want to go to join the holy angels in that morning. See the moon turn to blood, while the saints are praising God. See the world all on fire, and the saints arising higher, crying, oh Lord, hell I want to go to join the holy angels in that morning. See our parents in that day, take wings and fly away, glad to hear the trumpet sounding in that morning. Hosanna, O Lord, hell I want to go to join the holy angels in that morning. See poor sinners in that day, quite willing then to pray, but at last it is too late in that morning. Hosanna, O Lord, hell I want to go to see my Savior in that morning. Surely that will be the cry of every man. If you don't come to know the Lord and a pardon, remission of your sins, you'll cry in that day, but it'll be too late. When you see the righteous ascending up and you left behind, what will be the cry of those that's left behind? Have mercy upon me, Lord. Have mercy will be their cry. But it's going to be too late in that morning. When we rise to leave this old world, it'll be farewell, vain world, for the children of God. And sometime I get a longing to go to that good city that He prepared before the foundation of the world. He made a place for us. And He made it big enough to hold the whole Adam generation. But He said, hell has enlarged herself. And there's many going down there at the Broadway, and they're not going to return. They're going to go down to a devil's hell. And the Bible says that there's no device in the grave whereby man can work. For as the tree falls, so shall it be risen in the morning of the resurrection. Oh, I hope like my life can be a witness for someone. They might turn because of something I have said. Or maybe the walk that I've walked, that they may see that there's reality in serving an all-wise and a true God. Oh, how weak we are here in this earth below. Can you see? Do you understand how small you are this morning? You may be the president of the United States of America, but you're just a man. You ain't got no promise of tomorrow. No, the Bible said, man have not preeminent over the beast, for as the one die, so do the all. So do not the terror of the Lord. We do persuade men this morning to turn from their sinful ways. And I thought this morning, Lord, I sure don't know what I'm going to say this morning. And my heart has been heavy, brethren. And I thought, Lord, what can we do for You, Lord? Brethren, today how frail is man. But I look on the other hand of this God that we serve, who spoke the heavens into existence and spanned the heavens with a word. Brother, how great Thou art. No wonder, brethren, the writer, poet, wrote that song and said, how great Thou art. He is great to me this morning, and greatly to be praised is His name, the name of Jesus. These brethren has preached about. I'm just going to follow along, Brother Lonnie. Whatever my Lord wants me to speak, I want to give it away, because freely He gives it to me, and freely I want to give it away. And I thought this morning, the seed, brethren, He said, that He'll go out with seed and come bearing His sheaves. Listen, today the writer said the sower went out to sow, brethren, and he sowed the seed, and some fell by the wayside. Listen, today, and some fell by the wayside, and they just in a little while, the devil come and snatched away the word, and some fell among the thorns, brethren, and the Bible said that the cares of this world and the thorns, the word, the sin come and choked it out. Fell upon the stony ground, and because I didn't have much step, soon the sun come out, soon the temptations come, and they fell by the wayside. I'm glad this morning that when the seed fell in my heart, and it fell among good ground, and it brought forth some 30 and 60 and some 100-fold, The word is gone out, brethren. The word is good this morning. And it's fallen among the stony grounds of this world. Brethren, I hear the day in the heart. Man is deceitful and desperately wicked. I listen the day. And we had an old stony heart. But I'm going to tell you today that you do well if you fall upon the stone, and the stone will break that old stony heart. I've been here this morning, my brethren. And if you wait, friend, the day until the coming of the Lord, listen what the Bible says, that the stone's going to fall on you and it's going to grind you to powder. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and take my yoke upon me, upon you, and learn of me, for my yoke is easy, and my burden the light, and you'll find rest for your soul. Here in this world, friend, there's not much rest, just trials and tribulations. And I thought of Brother Rush this morning, sickness and sorrow, brethren, and pain and suffering here on this side of the grave. But I've got good news this morning. Though sorrow endure but for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Listen, there's a morning going to come when all the earth and everything that your eyes behold is going to melt away. Then seeing that all this shall be dissolved, what manner of men ought you to be in all holy conversations? Brethren, live your life as though the day was the last day. For you know not this or that. You know not whether the morrow will come. And Jesus said, take you no thought of the morrow, for the morrow will take thought for itself. Lay you up treasures in heaven, where the moth don't corrupt, and the rust don't corrode, neither does the thieves break through and steal. Brethren, I love the Lord this morning, and I love His word, for my record is in heaven, my witness is on high. Listen today, where's your record at today? There's a record this morning, and it's on high today. Is your name enrolled in that record on high? It's called the Lamb's Book of Life. How you get your name in that book? By obeying from the heart that form of doctrine that was once delivered unto the saints and is still here today. What kind of a doctrine are you talking about? The doctrine of repentance from a dead work unto a lively hope in Jesus Christ. Take heed as unto the light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arises in your heart. Friend, the day I want you to build your house, Brother William. I'm not trying to take the time. I know the day, my brethren, but I've got a work to do, and I'm just going to follow along. You know what he said? He said his word would be a light, a lamp to our feet, and a light to our path. For the path of the righteous shine more and more unto a perfect day. I don't know about you, brethren. I've been looking for the perfect day to overcome for this old man. I know on the inside I'm a perfect man. My brother and I live in a house of clay down here, and I sure get tired, Brother Greg. I get worried along my journey. I left my little wife this morning, pain and suffering, and she told me to tell you all that she loved you. What can we say? What can we do? We're in the hands of the Lord. Brethren, He'll take care of us. He'll guide our feet in the power of the righteousness. For His name's sake, listen today. He'll guide you through this world. And when time comes, said that you can't stay here no longer, there's going to be an angel come. And bear your soul back to the Father, brethren. I believe in the angels of the Lord. Brethren, they are encamped around about His people. Listen today. How many angels are they? I hear the writer saying, the angels of the Lord are 10,000, thousands of millions. Boys, how are you going to, what do you think of that? What is the angel? They are ministering spirits of God, sent forth into the world. The word of means, proceeding from. God, send angels around my children. They don't know you this morning. God, protect them. Lead them in the path of righteousness. Show them the way. For the way is the Lord Jesus Christ. High and lifted up and sit down on the right hand. That's where He's at today, friend. He's in heaven, yes He is. But you know someplace He's at. He's at your heart's door. And He's a knocking. Open up and let me in. I love you. I died for you. Won't you let me come and let me show you what good things I have to give to you. I've got a treasure, brother, that I'll give you in earthen vessels. And this treasure today is the blood of Christ. And when it comes in, you know what it brings? It brings eternal life, my friend. And this life is in His Son. And this light is His Son. And it'll light the hearts of every man that cometh into the world. And when it comes, it's going to give. When it first comes, it brings condemnation. But if you'll take heed unto it, it will bring life. Listen today, give His Son that you and I could have life and have it more abundantly. This life is in His Son. So take heed as unto that light that shines in a dark place until the day star rises in your heart. Who is this day star, brethren? It's the Lord Himself that the light shone. Brethren, listen. He said, whereby the day star has sprung from on high and had visited us and brought knowledge of salvation by the remission of their sins. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that you don't know nothing about your salvation. For when this day star springs from on high and comes into your life, it's too great of a matter to take place for a man not to know nothing about it. No, brethren, today I was carrying a heavy load upon me, and I cried mightily unto the Lord, and the Lord heard my cry. He picked my feet out of the mire and the clay. He set them on the rock, my brethren. He established my goings. And He put a new song in my mouth. I even praise unto His name. I just love to lift up holy hands and praise Him. I love the feel of the ointment that come down. Brethren, the Holy Ghost. When it come down, brethren, it called the trees of the field to clap their hands. sin and skip like the hart upon the top of the mountain. We don't have to wait to get to heaven, brethren, to praise Him. Yesterday, while you have breath and life, praise ye the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. If you think you're put here to pile up wealth here on this earth, you're a fool, man. Discern the day. You're put here to give God glory and honor. Some say, well, I've not done nothing. I've been a good man. I've never used the Lord's name in vain. I've never got drunk. I've kept all the commandments. Listen the day, friend. The Bible says like this, when you come to know God and glorify Him not as God, it is sin unto you. And that one sin will take you down to a devil's hell. Oh, friend, for that's your choice, whom you're going to serve, either God or mammon. It's your choice today. Serve Christ and live. Or you turn your head, your face from Him, and you're where you're going, you're going to die, never die. But if you'll take heed unto Him, you'll come in and take up His abode there. I'm going to give time for his brother here because he'll want to get out. It's a wonderful feeling just to have Him in your heart, friend. He is a God at hand and not a God afar off. He's a rock in a weary land and a shield in a time of storm. Just cast all your cares upon Him. He said, for I care for you. I love you and I'll bear you on eagle's wings, brethren. He bears me on His wings of love, brethren. I'm like the old rider of old. I sit down under the shadow of His wings. And His taste unto me was good, brethren. His taste this morning is like cool water unto a thirsty soul, brethren. So is good news from afar.